I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Audio Update. Huge AFC East matchup on Monday Night Football, the 7-4 Buffalo Bills hosting the 8-4 New England Patriots. Buffalo is coming off a win over the New Orleans Saints, while the Patriots are in the midst of a 6-game winning streak. Patriots wide receiver Kendrick Bourne on the game.
Man, you know, it's kind of that playoff environment, and it's going to be a really good test. Who can have competitive stamina for the longest? That's really what it takes. You know, Monday night, everybody's watching, the pressure, it's all apart, it's all really right here. So it's really playoff feel, kind of, it gives us that playoff feel before we, if we get to the playoffs. So it's just, it's exciting to get a head start on something that feels where we want to go. So
that's courtesy of Patriots.com. NBC Sports PointsBet currently listing the Bills as 3-point home favorites. The University of Miami is hiring Oregon head coach Mario Cristobal hours after firing Manny Diaz after going 21-15 in 3 seasons. Cristobal is a Miami native who played for the Hurricanes and was an assistant coach under Larry Coker from 2004 to 2006. Cristobal has already informed his players of his decision to head to Miami. Full slate of games on the NBA schedule with 4 featuring both teams with 500 or better records, as the Charlotte Hornets are hosting the Philadelphia 76ers, the Memphis Grizzlies are on the road at the Miami Heat, the Chicago Bulls are home for the Denver Nuggets, while the Cleveland Cavaliers visit the Milwaukee Bucks. 2 top 15 teams are in action in men's college basketball, as number 14 Florida hosts Texas Southern, while 15th-ranked Houston welcomes in Alcorn State. Meanwhile, in women's college hoops, just 1 top 25 team takes the court, as number 6 Indiana hosts Penn State. The Philadelphia Flyers have fired head coach Alain Vigneault less than 3 years into his 5-year contract. Philly is mired in an 8-game losing streak and is coming off an embarrassing 7-1 home loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Vigneault's contract was paying him $5 million annually. The 2021 Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has died after collapsing at Santa Anita Park after a workout. The 3-year-old's win at the Derby is still in jeopardy after testing positive for a banned drug after the race. A hearing by the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission has yet to be held. The Sunday Mirror in England says that Real Madrid could be looking to cut their losses with oft-injured Eden Hazard and let the midfielder leave for 25 million euros just 3 years after paying Chelsea 100 million euros for the now 30-year-old. The Belgium international is one of Madrid's highest earners, with the club looking to get his wage off the books. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.